So what language is German and Thai? Do we have enough English? What is it? 1, 2, 3 English? 1, 2, 3 German. What?
Toss a coin.
Toss a coin. Yeah, toss it. I don't have coins. Yes, Joanne? Isn't it? We need a lot of patience.
Yes.
Always, yeah. I mean, what I just explained in German, you know, I mean, look at the things, you know, when their ideas or emotions are coming up, look at them, and then replace them back with Buddha. Don't go into them. And it is so difficult. Yes, they want to be heard. And you know, I mean, they portray us, you know, such a beautiful, you know, when I come back to Canada, I will change this and I will change.
It's not that. It's
not the outside, you know, you will change, you know, how to do, you know. I mean, I went through all these things, you know, so I mean, how can I not know? Whenever I was on a retreat, you know, oh, I need, you know. And then I was back in my home, you know, closed the door behind me, and then bush, you know, it was always the same. Yeah? There was hardly anything left open. So, I mean, it is useless, so forget about it. As long as you don't step back, you know, into your home. When you're at home, and when you close the door behind you, the first thing is, you know, sit down, meditate, and then think about, you know, what to change. Yeah, Ella? Not now, because our thoughts, our ideas change over the time. Every day they will change a little bit, you know, and then we add on to this and add on to this. And when we come home, none of these ideas are realizable. Yeah? So forget about it, you know, just say, okay, nice idea, go back to the book.
You redirected me back to more body investigation. But even with that, it took 6 hours for the Budo to stick. The other night, it took 6 hours for it to stick and for me to get into samadhi.
Yeah.
And that is a long time.
Yes. And it took longer, Mahabharata, sometimes 11 hours to stick. Oh, it just was not willing to get up. And sometimes it said, you know, just an hour, yeah? Yeah?
Or just a moment.
And just a moment, yeah? For me, it was 1, 2, 3, and I was gone. And sometimes, you know, it was 1 hour, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, you know, and it didn't stick. So, I mean, that really depends on, it depends on a lot of things.
Patience.
Yeah? Patience, windy, patience. And don't go for these ideas. As nice as, you know, I mean, all these nice paintings that they paint, you know, the Kilesas, yeah? They're constantly painting all these pictures, you know, and we fall for them, yeah? Don't fall for it. Say, okay, nice picture, let's go back to the Buddha. And they don't like that.
No.
You know? They want us to go out, you know, and then first, you know, they paint a nice, you know, picture for Buddha Rupa. Oh, that is so beautiful. Maybe I should buy a Buddha Rupa to put in. Yeah, and then we slowly go out, you know, and then we fell. Yeah.
The only thing that worked with the 6 hours was I finally got so
pissed.
Yeah. Got very vulgar, yeah. And all of a sudden they and
I yes, sometimes you have to. Sometimes. Getting pissed or getting angry is a lot of energy. You know, if we can transform this energy into the Buddha, I mean, then we instantly are gone.
Yeah? Got it, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And that is a trick that we have to learn, yeah? That's why I said, you know, when we are tired, you know, we bring up a lot of anger, yeah? We just need, I mean, there's so many situations in our life that still brings up a lot of anger, yeah? We just need to remind ourselves of this situation, and then we have this anger, and then the moment we feel this energy, we go back to the Buddha, yeah?
That works very well.
Yeah, Wendy. It's not easy, yeah? And there are lots of desires coming up, yeah? I mean, whatever you desire, find it in your heart. Tell yourself, yeah? Whatever desires arises in the heart. It doesn't arise in outside circumstances. It arises here in the heart, so we can find it. Here in the heart, and once we find it here in the heart, we don't need it anymore.
It dissolves.
Huh?
It dissolves.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need, we know, you know, we are happy, we found it. Yeah? Oh. And when we do that often, you know, I mean, our desires for outside things, you know, become less and less and less.
It only happens once.
Yeah. Well, it has to happen 100 times, 1,000 times, yeah? Yeah? So, but just remember that. Whatever you desire outside, you know, this kind of happiness that they promise you or whatever they promise you, I mean, will arise in your heart even if you have these things that, you know, that your desire is latched onto, yeah? It will arise in the heart. So find it in the heart. I mean, that's how I train myself. So you want this, you know, okay, find it in the heart. And once you found it in the heart, then there was no interest in going out anymore, yeah? And then after a while, the Achilles has picked up on that. Yeah. And they said, no, don't meditate now. Let's just go for the desire first. they, you know, after a while, they pick up on our on our tricks, you know, and then swing it back, yeah? But then if you're determined, that no, yeah, first sitting, yeah.
Is it okay to set, like when, you know, I have to go back, it's okay to set an intention or like to set something that I'm going to focus on when I go back?
Yeah, there are two things that you should focus on, yeah? Samatha and Vipassana.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And the thing that I always tell people when they go home, before you do anything, meditate. Practice, get the mind completely calm, yeah, especially in the morning, you know, with all these dreams hanging around, yeah. Get the mind calm until it is clear, and then, you know, ask your heart what next to do.
Yeah. I went down to the last 8 months that I was back. I went down to like 7-8 hours a day.
Yeah, that is okay, but 7-8 hours, you know, can be not as well as 2 hours completely concentration. Mm-hmm. So we sit our 7-8 hours, you know, but you know our mind is, you know, yeah. Because we know how we still have to do 6 more hours, you know. Yeah. Instead of okay, now. Yeah. I mean, it's all tricks, you know. It's all tricks, yeah. No, of course, 6-8 hours, you know, per day is wonderful when you're at home, yeah. But focus it, yeah. Say, okay, 1 hour investigation and 7 hours, you know, get completely calm. And after this, you know, when you get completely calm, now I do my 1 hour of meditation, 1 hour of investigation, or maybe 2 hours when I'm really calm. Yeah? And then before I go to sleep, you know, I do, do another half an hour of getting calm again. And find what works best for you, yeah. But we get so easily caught up in all these outside activities. That is the problem.
I have very little in terms of...
Yeah, but you still have to go shopping, you have to cook, yeah, and you have to wash, and you have to clean your kuti or apartment or whatever it is.
Yes.
And our thoughts, you know, I mean, in our pattern is not like the kuti, you know, there's nothing in our kuti. But in our apartment, there are lots of things. And each of these things, you know, brings up a memory of its own, yeah? And that distracts us, yeah?
Even though you get rid of a lot of stuff,
yes?
Yeah. There's still, oh.
Yeah. So there's still this, and there's still that, yeah? And in the kuti, it is so black. Yeah?
I like it.
Yes? So, you know, you can do the same thing with your house, you know, or apartment, whatever you live in, yeah?
Someone asked me once, well, what would you do if everything was burnt, like it was gone?
Wonderful.
And I went, oh, that would be so great.
But you see, we can't let go of it, you know, when we have to burn it. My father told the same story, you know, when he was a soldier, you know. I mean, over the time, you know, you picked up, you know, and your backpack got heavier and heavier, and then there was, you know, there was a fight and you lost everything, and then he said, oh wow, now I don't have anything, you know, to put on my shoulders, you know, I'm so, yeah, so light now.
He taught you.
And then turn the anger around back. Then why don't you switch then to the Buddha instead of controlling the breath?
Yeah, so I've been trying, like, when it's getting, when I get the anger and then agitation arises, I use Buddha. It seems to help. But then when I start using Buddha, I notice the quality of the Buddha and the breath.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how can you not know? Because the breath is there, you know, and the more your awareness, yeah. The more you become aware, you know, the more you will know of the breath automatically, yeah? And other things, yeah? So that is not wrong, yeah?